We like life and its enjoyments and think that we belong to the half-hearted. Yet we really don't want to go unless you kick us out. Then you must have misunderstood me. I am not against life. I am not against any enjoyment. In fact, what I am saying is that the way you are living, you are not enjoying life. The way you are living, you only dream that you enjoy. You simply suffer. You remain miserable. You simply hope. Hope is not enjoyment. Hope is just a trick of the mind to console, to somehow convince oneself that today is gone, but tomorrow everything is going to be good. Today one is in misery. Tomorrow, one will not be in misery. One dreams, hopes, projects. A man of real enjoyment is here now. He never thinks of the morrow. There is no need to think of the morrow. If you are really happy, you never think of the past. You never think of the future. Who bothers? For what? Your whole energy moves here now, becomes an infinite dance of bliss, happiness, celebration. I am not against life. I am not against enjoying it. If you have understood me that way, you have misunderstood me. My religion is of celebration. My religion is of delight. My religion is of dance. I don't want you to worship any god who cannot dance. Then it is no more a god. I want to teach you how to live life so intensely, so passionately, that you live it and yet you don't cling it. Because clinging always shows a miserable mind. You cling to things only if you are not living them well. So the first thing, as I see you miserable. You may be thinking you are enjoying life. Think again. Meditate on the fact. Are you really enjoying it? If you are enjoying it, then there is no problem. Enjoy it with my blessings. But I know you are not enjoying it. You simply believe, because to see the naked fact of your misery will be too much unbearable. So you go on pretending to yourself that you are enjoying life. You go on smiling to hide your tears. You go on dressing yourself, painting yourself, to hide your wounds. You go on somehow deceiving others and deceiving yourself that you are happy. It is not so. If you are happy, you have attained. Then there is no need to meditate. If you are happy, then there is no need for any religion for you. Religion is needed as a means. Religion is not the end. It is a method. For those who are not yet happy, for those who are still in misery, in dark, who are still in anguish and anxiety, but I know the anxiety is so much that you need a shelter. The anguish is so much that you need a dream, so that somehow you can hope in the future, the tomorrow. Your heaven and your happiness is always somewhere else. It is never where you are. Real happiness is always here. It is always now. It knows no other time and no other space. If you are really happy, only happiness exists, you don't exist. Remember it, only in misery, you and misery, two things exist. In happiness, only happiness. Happiness is non-dual. What we call in India, Advaita. Misery is dual. In misery, you are always two. Misery is a division of your being, cut apart. You are not an organic unity. Something goes on against you. Something is there, you never wanted it to be there, but it is there. A thorn in the flesh. You suffer it in the hope that tomorrow it will not be so. But remember your yesterday. Your yesterday was also the same, and you were waiting for today, because this today was tomorrow then. Now it has come. Nothing has happened. In the same way, your other tomorrows will go on coming. But they always come as 2 days. They never come as tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It cannot come by its very nature. It is just a dream on the horizon. You can think about it, but you cannot live it. It is a falsity. You think you are enjoying it. Rethink it, because I don't see it. I look inside you and I find you miserable there, hiding it. But from whom you are hiding? And what is the point of hiding it? The more you hide it, the more it will become difficult to get rid of it. Because the more you hide it, the deeper it goes. The deeper it goes, the more it poisons your very being. The very source of your life becomes more and more poisoned. Misery spreads. It becomes almost a part. And then you don't know how to get rid of it. So the first thing, I'm for life, all for life, and all for enjoyment. I'm not for somber seriousness. I'm not for sadness. I'm against all those religions which go on teaching people to be serious. God is not serious. Otherwise, flowers won't exist. God is not serious, otherwise birds won't be able to sing. God is tremendously in fun. That's why we call in India, the creation is not a creation in fact, but a play, a leela. God is play. He is like a child, running hither thither, out of sheer energy, overflowing, enjoying, dancing 1001 dances, singing 1001 songs, never exhausted, goes on innovating, goes on peopling the earth. Each person is his new way of dance, and each person is his new effort to sing again, to love again, to live again. Each person is again a project, again an effort. He is never tired. Infinite is his play. God is not serious. God is not Christian. He does not live in a church. He is festive. Look at life. It is a constant festivity. Listen to these words. A continuous festivity. See the trees go on flowering, the sun and the moon and the stars, from the lowest to the highest. It is the same rhythm of joy. Except man, nobody seems to be serious. Except man, nobody seems to be worried and anxious. Except man, whole life is fun. No, I am not for seriousness. I am absolutely against it. I would like you to be playful. Listen me well. I would like you even to pray like fun. Once seriousness enters in your prayer, it is already dead. I would like you to meditate like love. A subtle delight, a continuous delight in just being here, in just being alive. I'm not against enjoyment, but I don't see that you are enjoying. Hence meditation is needed. Meditation is to make you clean of your seriousness. Meditation is to make you aware of your deadliness. Meditation is to help you get rid of all the hangovers of the past and all the projections and dreams of the future, so that you can be here now, simply, spontaneously. Meditation is to help you to enjoy so tremendously that you disappear in that enjoyment. If you remain, misery remains. Let me say it in this way, you are the misery. If you are, seriousness continues. Wherever you are, immediately you create a serious, somber climate around you. Something already is dying. You are your death. You are the disease. When you are enjoying dancing, loving, or just sitting doing nothing, simply happy for no reason at all. And happiness needs no reason. If you are looking for reasons, you will never be happy. Happiness needs no cause. It cannot be caused. You cannot make it part of the world of cause and effect. It is absolutely illogical. If you want to be happy, be happy. Don't wait. Don't arrange. There is no need for any arrangement. You are capable of being happy just as you are. Nothing is lacking. If you can learn this much from me, you have learned all, my whole art. Happiness needs no cause. The cause is created by your misery. The misery says, today I am miserable. How right now I can be happy? First preparations have to be made. Of course, then time will be needed. So tomorrow, when everything is ready, I will be happy. I have to find a beautiful wife. I have to find the perfect husband. I have to find a good house, a big car, this and that. This is possible only tomorrow. Right now, how it is possible? Time will be needed. This is the trick of the miserable mind. The miserable mind says time is needed. Miserable mind lives in time, depends on time. Happiness has nothing to do with time. Just now. Just here now. Please try to see the point. It is a question of seeing it. If you become a little alert, you can see it right now. It is a realization. Right now, who is barring your path? And if you are thinking before you can be happy, you have to find a perfect wife. It looks logical how you can be happy without a perfect wife. But have you ever heard about any perfect wife? Have you ever heard about any perfect husband, a perfect house, or a perfect car? All illusions. I have heard about one man who was searching and searching and searching, and he became 70, and somebody asked, is not your search over? When are you getting settled? He said, I am in search of a perfect wife. 70 years have passed. Death is knocking already on the door. When you will settle? He said, what can I do? How you can be happy without a perfect wife? The friend asked, but you have been searching so long, could not you find? He said, yes, once I had found one woman. Then the man said, then why didn't you marry her? And the 70 old year seeker became very sad. He said, it was difficult. She was also in search of a perfect husband. Perfection is a mind demand, an ego trip. Life is beautifully imperfect. Once you understand this, you start enjoying right now. And the more you enjoy, the more you become capable of enjoying. Let me tell you, happiness needs no cause. Happiness needs only a habit to enjoy. Just a natural quality, capacity to enjoy. Nothing else is needed. And that capacity comes only by enjoying, by nothing else it can come. If you enjoy, you become more capable of enjoyment. The more you become capable, the more you enjoy. And this goes on and on. It reaches a higher and higher crescendo, higher and higher peak. Every moment comes out of this moment. The next moment will come out of this moment. If you have lived this moment totally, loved, delighted, the next moment will come out of this moment. And you will be born out of this moment. The next moment will open more possibilities, and it will make you more capable. Happiness is a capacity which you already have, but you have never functioned it. It is as if a child has never been allowed to walk on his feet, and he has become crippled. Not that he has not the capacity to walk, but he has never been allowed. The mother was too much afraid, he may fall down. So now he continues walking on his fours because of fear. Every child is born to be happy, as naturally as every child is born to walk. There is nothing else to it.